This is my passion. I would love to continue just doing what I'm doing. It's great to be able to have that flexibility, and maybe one week I want to work 2 days a week, maybe one week I want to work 4 days a week. You know,
So you're looking for flexibility.
Yeah, I love the flexibility because of family. I love to be able to be with my family and spend that quality time with my children.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for being with us here today. We're talking about people's journeys getting into the world of cosmetic medicine for nurses and estheticians. I know you're a cosmetic nurse injector, right? You do Botox and fillers and lasers, all that fun stuff, right?
Yes.
So I want to hear your story. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in California, grew up in Washington until I was 16, and then moved back to California.
Okay, and where'd you go to college?
I went to and got my LPN in California, and then finished getting my RN in Arizona.
So LPN is kind of like phase one of nursing, and RN is the next step?
Yes.
And then nurse practitioner is the next step?
Yes.
And doctor is the next step? A lot of steps, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm just curious. So you go to nursing school. Where was the vision? What kind of nurse did you want to be when you were going through nursing school?
So I always thought I would end up in the ER or the ICU. Yeah,
all the crazy stuff, car accidents.
Exactly.
Okay, emergencies. So you love that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, So you finished nursing school and you started doing ICU hospital stuff?
Yes.
Okay, and how'd that go for you?
It was good. It was a great learning experience. Mm-hmm. I got to see a lot of interesting things, but I felt like it wasn't exactly the best fit for me.
And what age were you in that job, in that role?
I was about, I would say 28, 29.
Okay, and I know you've got two kids now, right?
Yes.
So when you got into nursing, did you have a baby or what was the family life?
Yes. Yeah, so I had a son at the time, and he was about 8.
You were a young mom, right?
Yes.
How young?
Yeah. I was 19 when I had him.
You were 19 when you had your first child?
Yeah.
Really young mom.
Yeah.
Wow, that's got to be tough being a 19-year-old mom, right?
Yeah.
So were you on your own? Were you living with family? How did you make that work?
So I was fortunate. I was able to live with my parents and my family, so they were always a great support system for me, but it was still hard, you know?
So you were going to nursing school, had the baby at home.
Yeah, so I wasn't in nursing school yet. Okay. I started nursing after I had already had him.
Okay.
But that was the balancing between being a young mom and trying to get through school was very baby stepped. Everything took me a really long time to get through.
Was it really stressful being like a single mom with a young one going through school at the same time? Was that like a busy time of life for you? Or
it was, definitely.
Okay, so you finished nursing school. You're in the ICU world. And how long were you an ICU emergency room type nurse for?
I was there for about a year and a half.
Okay, so at what point in time, what was the trigger? What was the moment that made you think, aesthetics, cosmetic medicine, how did that happen?
I'd had previous treatments before. And
what did you have done?
I had had lip filler.
Okay.
That was my first treatment. And then I was fortunate enough to meet somebody actually out here.
In Arizona?
Yes, out here.
Who'd you meet?
Her name's Angelica.
I know Angelica. She works for me. I know Angelica.
Yeah.
So where'd you meet her?
We were all out for a friend's birthday dinner.
Okay.
And so I met her there and she started kind of telling me what she did. And it just sounded really interesting.
Okay.
At the time I was still in nursing school.
Okay.
So I kind of put it to the back of my mind and was like, well, this is the path I'm going to take being, you know, ER, ICU.
Okay. Did you know nurses could do cosmetic injections?
I didn't. No, I thought you had to be an NP or a doctor.
Okay, so you learned from Angelica that, an RN or a nurse can do Botox and fillers.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what? I think you told me, did you get a treatment from her or somebody else, or how'd that evolve?
Yeah. So I ended up reaching out to her and coming in and having my first Botox treatment.
Wasn't that here at National Laser?
Yeah, it was.
How long ago was that?
It was a few years ago, probably about
And Angelica gave you the treatment?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And was it at the moment you said, maybe I should be in this business, or...
No, I still was in school at the time.
Okay.
And then so I got out of school and tried the ICU. And one day I was like, I think I might need a little bit of a change. So I ended up reaching out to her to try to find some more information on the aesthetic industry.
Okay. And then I know you went to work for a med spa, learned lasers and injections. And that was a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, it was.
So have you been doing a combination of cosmetic medicine and like ICU nursing since then? Or what have you done as far as the working world last few years?
So the last few years I've strictly done aesthetics. I've had opportunities to continue to do the hospital and other things like short-term rehab. So it's kind of things, but I've just stuck with the aesthetic industry.
Okay, let's talk
passion and life desires. So mm-hmm. I know you had a real, it seemed like you had a passion for ICU. That seemed fun and exciting. You did that, but then for whatever reason, it wasn't enough for you. It wasn't fulfilling.
Yeah.
And now you're in cosmetic medicine. Do you feel like this is something that it's the same, it's equal? Do you enjoy it more from a passion standpoint? Like, where's your heart?
Yes, I love this industry. It's so fun. Every day is different. You're constantly learning. They're always rolling out new different things. I love being with my clients, meeting them, hearing about their lives, and just trying to meet their goals. So everything with them is, you know, we go over their plan and what we're going to try to accomplish for mm-hmm. them. And it just, it's such a passion of mine.
Now, you said an interesting word. You said, I love being with my clients. Because, you know, some people think of clients as patients, and some people think of clients. I know in the hospital world, they're a patient, right? Mm-hmm. So in the world of the med spa world, aesthetic medicine, are they patients or are they clients? I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, they're your like clients, and a lot of them become your friends too. Like they come in and you know, you remember them from your initial treatment. Some of them come back just in 2 weeks just to show me the results because they're so happy and they're so excited.
I love that.
And I get excited with them. So
I'm just curious, when you're in the hospital world, mm-hmm. would you ever socialize with a patient, whether they be your friend on Instagram or social media? In the hospital world, would you ever drink with them in the bar?
No.
In that world?
No.
But how about this world? Are your patients, clients, your Instagram and your Facebook friends?
Oh, definitely.
And you socialize with them and you might meet them for lunch or something like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Totally different world, huh?
Mm-hmm, it is.
And do you like that part? Is that fun?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You meet people in different careers too. And, you know, somebody is like, hey, I do spray tans. And you're like, great, I need a spray tan.
I love it. So for those out there considering a career in cosmetic medicine, maybe they're a nurse working in the hospital like you. They're thinking, I like my job at the hospital, but I kind of want a side hustle. I want to pick up something a day a week. Mm-hmm. Is this something you could do a day or two a week and still keep your day job at the hospital?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it is. I have a lot of friends that actually do that, and it's kind of a nice balance because you keep your foot in the door at the hospital, and you're still doing that fast pace, the, you know, emergency room, ER, babies, all that, but then you also have this too on the side.
So what's the most rewarding part about cosmetic medicine for you personally?
The most rewarding is helping people reach their goals. I mean, because it's not always just somebody coming in and wanting bigger lips or this, you know, those kind of things. Uh-huh. Some of them come in and, it can be, hey, this eyebrow is droopier than this eyebrow. Let's see if we can fix it. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody's had an episode of Bell's palsy, those are things that we can fix and, you know, help to
And do you
improve.
Feel by making people prettier or more youthful looking, you're helping build their confidence, building their self-esteem?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's empowering. I mean, you need confidence and self-esteem to go on interviews, to go on dates, to socialize, just to feel good about yourself, right?
Yes.
You know, I heard that Allergan, the creator of Botox, is now doing studies to compete with Prozac for depression with Botox. So like, you know, somebody says, okay, you've got depression and you've got anxiety, you see a therapist or, you know, you take some medications, but Botox say, nope, you don't need to do that. As long as, you know, you can find a way to feel good and build your confidence and self-esteem like you do in therapy, you know, that could be just as good. They're actually doing studies, I heard, I don't know if it's true, I heard they're doing studies to compete in that world, which would be like, wow, that would be like amazing.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, so now I'm just curious, because now how old are you again, if I may ask? I apologize, how old are you?
I will be 34 in a few days.
You look like a baby. I mean, you look like you're 21. I mean, your feet aren't even touching the ground here, barely.
Know,
what are you, 5'1", 5 feet?
5'2".
Okay, a lot of your friends think you're real young.
Yes.
Yeah, you have that young one. So I'm just curious. So let's look in the future. You're 40 years old, you're 50 years old, you're 60 years old. What's the dream career? Where do you want to be down the road? Where's the passion?
This is my passion. I would love to continue just doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's great to be able to have that flexibility, and maybe 1 week I want to work 2 days a week, maybe 1 week I want to work 4 days a week. You know, it's
so you're looking for flexibility.
Yeah, I love the flexibility because of family. I love to be able to be with my family and spend that quality time with my children.
So you don't want to be obligated 9 to 5, 8 to 5 every single day.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a Wednesday off to go hang out with your kids and go watch a soccer game or football game or dance class, that's the priority for you.
Exactly.
I love that. Super mom.
Yeah.
I love that. No, your kids are how old right now?
My son is 13 and my daughter is 1.
13 and 1?
Yeah.
Wow. Big,
so we're
big
not
difference.
Sleeping.
I was going to say there's no sleep for you guys. But that's awesome because you got a built-in babysitter, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's going to pay out for you one day.
Exactly.
Awesome. So for other nurses out there that are contemplating careers in cosmetic medicine, you know, lasers and Botox and fillers and PDO threads and sclerotherapy and PRP, what would be like your words of wisdom to people that are kind of checking out this world?
I would say just take that leap of faith and do it. It's so awesome and you will not regret it. It's just, it's a great industry to be in.
You know, I can always tell if somebody's happy with their career by the look in their eyes. When you said that, you were just like shining and happy and smiling. Okay. Like I can see it in your face, which is awesome. So I think it's awesome that you took that leap of faith on yourself and started chasing your passion. So congratulations on your success, my dear, and best of luck to your career and your family. And I'm excited you have a career that you can spend time with your family. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.